Thanks, Mary. Hotel occupancy rates over the first 10 months of the year remain down on the same period in the year before the pandemic struck. A new survey by the Irish Hotels Federation found that average occupancy rates stood at 71% nationally and 75% in Dublin. That compares to 80% and 84% respectively over the same 10 months in 2019. Denise Campbell is president of the Irish Hotel Federation. Good morning.
Good morning, Petulia.
And thank you for coming on the programme this morning. You have compared occupancy rates. Have you compared hotel room prices between 2019 and 2022?
We have it. Occupancy rates have shown that we're now standing at 71% for the first 10 months of the year nationally, and that compares to an 80% occupancy for the same period in 2019. Our CSI has shown that hotel prices have increased from June up to the end of June this year, have increased 16%.
Okay, so because there was criticism of hotels for price gouging as hospitality returned to normal post-pandemic levels. So there is a correlation between high prices and low occupancy rates, is there?
Well, despite some of those headline rates, industry figure shows that average rates are in line across other European competitors. And really that is reflective on the value that we do show have available in Dublin and in the rest of the country, Petulia.
Are Ukrainian refugees helping to boost occupancy rates for some of your members?
You know, it's important to note that as a country, we need to do all we can for people that are fleeing their country. And hotels have been providing significant support to the government since the start of the war. And while there might be excess capacity in the system now, inevitably, as the tourism season does open up next March, there will be commitments that hotels will have to fulfil. So not all hotels will be in a position to continue to support. To give the support that they are providing. But at the moment, hotels are giving as much support as they can to the government.
Like households and other businesses, hotels are seeing energy prices escalate. Hoteliers are getting help from government with rising energy costs through the temporary business energy support scheme, but there are still concerns.
Correct, Petulia. At the moment, so ordinarily, energy costs would probably be about 4% of our total revenue, probably pre-pandemic levels. This figure has now gone up to about 12%. And if I put that into context, a 70-bedroom hotel are seeing energy costs increase in excess of 380,000. So there is huge concerns about the escalating energy costs. And that's also on the back of huge increases in the costs of our cost of inputs, like our food has gone up 25%, our beverages have gone up 16%, and our cost of linen and our linen supplies have gone up in excess of 42%. So there is huge concern about the rising costs of doing business, but there's also concern about the turbulent times economically that our main markets are suffering. So really we would be concerned about our pipeline of business and the headwinds for the year ahead.
And you're talking about forward bookings for next year, particularly from the UK.
Primarily from the UK and from mainland Europe, our members have cited that they are seeing that business levels are dropping, which would be a concern.
So Ukrainian refugees staying in hotels could be a good boost for business next year.
Look, it's hotel rooms are not the long-term solution for housing, you know, people that are coming, fleeing from their country. As I said, we have done all we can and we do all we can to support the government, but really hotels are not the long-term solution.
After conducting the survey, the Irish Hotels Federation is calling on the government to keep the current reduced VAT rate of 9% next year. It's due to go back to 13.5 at the end of February. Would the government have been more amenable to your call to keep the VAT rate at 9% if hotels had been more reasonable with their prices post-pandemic?
Look, the VAT rate at 9% is the correct VAT rate for our country and for our economy and for our industry. And really, it would be a real concern for us if the government now increased the VAT rate on the 1st of March by a further 50%. And we say that any country that is prioritising tourism in their economy really have VAT rates of less than 10%. So really, if we were to increase it to 13.5%, tourists would be paying the third highest VAT rate in Europe, which really would be totally uncompetitive for us and it wouldn't be sustainable. And it's not the right decision at the moment.
We leave it there. Denise Campbell, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, thanks for coming into the studio. More business news at 8:30.